Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Hey, Matt. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's been a busy day here, so good problems.
Oh. Good problem to have, yeah.
Yeah. You know, the business owners, when you work with them, they're just like, everybody wants everything now, so, you know.
That's right.
I gotta make sure I get my coffee and get going.
Yep.
I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara, about this first page placement on Google and how we can help drive some new clients to you. But did you have any questions about the placement or how any of it works?
Well, no, I think she did a pretty good job of explaining what that is and how that works. So The nice thing is that at least you'd end up getting exposure because I see who my direct competition is around the area. And I know they're listed, you know. Top two, top three. So I want to make sure that I'm up in that, you know, customers will have that opportunity. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is
not on this business opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where, I mean, according to Google, 90% of searches that are done on their search engine start and stop on the first page. And if you look at just Google advertising as a whole, it's been the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 17 years. So. We're basically putting you, or 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they pull the trigger. Right.
Yep.
And when you do the search, if you type in, you know, landscape design, hardscaping, decorative concrete, right? There's a map, and then there's only three guys that show up in that top recommended section next to the map. So these ones are highly sought after because unlike other placements on the first page, we don't charge per lead or click or call. And the only way you get into that top three is if a spot opens up. So that's why we're reaching out to you. So not only will we be able to launch your Google profile, you know, make you visible, Google verify you, make sure people know that you're credible and you're legitimate, but, you know, we're putting you right into the thick of it to go out with the, a lot of businesses make, you know, investments in other things online. They build their website. They do all these things. And then once they get on that first page, everything starts falling into place because that's where all the eyeballs are. So,
it's been a little, like I said, I was a quality manager engineer before this.
Mm.
So back in April, I lost my job.
Oh, geez.
Went to Mexico. Yeah. And then about every 5 years you get turnover, but with Boeing and all the issues that they had, you know, with quality control issues, they're holding on to the plans, and that's where I lost my job, and I started this company up. Been looking at it for 2 years, and, I've already done a couple jobs, got 5-star reviews, so.
Thankful they didn't terminate you for real, huh?
That's right. It was a layoff,
That's something I worry about all the time as someone who frequently hops on airplanes. Every time I see a Boeing plane for the last like year or two, that's been my concern. It's like, okay. Good thing it's just me 100%. And not my babies today. And then I just close the eyes and then before we know it, it's too late.
Exactly.
Starting a business, obviously, you know, it's rough battle that first year. Once you get your name out there enough and Google starts, seeing you, and as long as there's nothing negative, you know, they'll put you in the conversation for something like this that could really change the game for you. I saw that you already invested in some other things though, like Home Advisor by Angie's. How's that going?
Yeah, I actually just started that. So I actually had a conversation with a guy. I mean, I'm hearing good and bad reviews about it, so I'm not really sure, but a couple of guys I've talked to, at least here's my thought process. You know, they do a $750 initial, they do a $250, so, you know, figure I got about $1,000 wrapped up into that now, right?
Yeah.
$250 free, well, call it $750. And, if I pull at least, you know, one, two jobs, it paid for itself, and then the cancellation will happen after that if I need to, but I want to see, you know, every opportunity that I can get right now is what I'm after. So Google, obviously, if that were to help my business and take it off or launch it, then obviously I'd be pulling from probably Andy's list, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So the reason I was so curious is because I'm very familiar with them. You know, I've been doing this with this Google partner for the last 12 years, and I've same thing. I hear mixed reviews, but I know a lot of the times the leads that they get come from a Google advertising campaign that they have. You'll see them. Yeah. If you type in like decorative concrete curbing, for example,
yep.
You'll see Home Advisor by Angie's on there. It'll have about 8 of you on their list. And so if somebody happens to scroll down the page and click on that, they get put into this queue and they send the lead to like 3 or 4 of you guys that are on that list of 8. And then they charge you all this lead fee right away. Like they send the number, charge, you know, and obviously only one of you is going to get the job. So if it's going to 4 people, it means 75% chance it's a dud, you know, and you're just paying a lead fee for nothing. So
that's exactly where I was going with it. Yep.
Yeah. But see, if we list you independently, all we're doing then at that point is just cutting out your middleman and letting people call you directly off the first page. And that's what most people do. I mean, the guys that are clicking on that Home Advisor listing, they know they're going to get a couple of quotes. So they're more than likely price shopping, you know. The guys who are looking for quality and the best guys in the area, they're going to call the top guys. Right now pretty much Border Works and Curb Creations.
Curb Creations has been in business for like 30 years, so that guy is pretty much, he does like $1.5 million in profit. So
high traffic guy.
Oh, yes. Yep. It's only 3 of them that run it, too. Yep.
Wow. Yeah. So they've been doing their Google advertising for 11 years with 35 plus years experience. Yeah. So.
Yep.
I don't know if I'll be able to deliver 11 years worth of credibility and a pipeline, you know, to you. But if we start now, we can get you there.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it won't take you that long to get on the first page and start getting the calls, but just to accumulate that pipeline of business and generate those reviews, it'll take some time, quite a few years.
Right.
But we'll build everything from scratch. We do all the verification. We're also a full service digital branding firm. One thing about these Google listings, in order to maintain these placements, we have to follow a very strict algorithm from Google. And that means that you have to be listed on certain directories, things like Bing and Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack and Apple Safari for the iPhones and there's Amazon Alexa voice search results, Facebook. We do Facebook and Facebook ads. So those are all part of our service because you want all those citations to match up. You don't want any discrepancies anywhere, whether it be your name, address, phone number. If you make a single change on one platform, they want that change to happen on all of those platforms. So we offer the service as a package. So when you sign up with us, you get all of those features. Okay. It's not just that first page placement. But the good thing for you is it basically will turn us into like a one-stop shop for all your online marketing and advertising. You won't have to have 100 different home advisors floating around wherein they're hosting all of them, right? So it's like you have one customer service department. Now with these, we don't charge per lead or click or call on any of those platforms in this package. Okay. So you'll know exactly what you're spending each month. Now as for the meat and potatoes of it, a majority of these guys, when we're first starting out, they go month to month. And we always offer it month to month when we first start out. But you do save money if you do like a 3, 6, or 12-month deal. Now, normally on the month-to-month packages, they want $4.99. If you wanted to start out month-to-month with us today, I could get your rate down to $2.99 with a new in business credit. And then I could lock you in at that discounted pricing structure. So month after month, if you want to stay with us, you'll just get that $2.99 rate. That won't ever go back up. If you do 3 months with us out the gate, I can get you 3 months for $700 flat. If you do a 6 month prepay, I can get you 6 months for $1,300 flat. And if you do a year prepay, I can do it for $2,500 flat. So doing the year saves you $1,100 for the year. Doing the 6 months saves you about $500 over the next 6 months. And the 3 month will save you about $200 over the next 3 months. So I always roll that out there because it's something that you're going to want more than just a quarter or a month to evaluate, I should say. A quarter will show you really good return on investment. And I know with a quarter, our retention's 99% on guys that you give it a quarter. And so that's why I kind of shoot on that. It's because if you give us the 3 months, I know that's enough time for us to show you enough results to where you don't have a problem using this as a long-term solution for you.
Right. And you said that was how much?
If you want to do the 3-month prepay, it's $700
flat. $700
flat.
Okay.
And then the 6 is 13 and the year is 25.
Yeah, we can try the 700. You give me 3 months, order 3 out of the gate.
Yeah, you'll love it. And then that'll book us all the way up until, what, October 17th? And that's plenty of time. October. At that time, you're going to start coming into the colder weather there. So we could go month by month and kind of evaluate it starting October 17th.
Yeah, because I'll probably be closing up. Would be my guess for the season, be around November 1st or that week.
It really depends, you know. Sometimes, you know, I've had guys where they get like warehouse jobs and things like that pop up, but.
You know, how does that work then going on or ongoing, I guess, from thereafter? I mean, obviously you'd have to continue to keep paying this month to month to keep it going. Otherwise, if you did 3 months, say, and I said, ah.
Yeah, to keep you on the first page. That's why I offered like 6 months and a year, because it's the most cost efficient way to save it. You keep yourself up there round the clock, even throughout the bad seasons, because when you're evaluating it and you go, hey, how many conversions am I going to need, to make, you know, good return on investment on this over the course of a year, right? How many jobs do you need to make $2,500 is basically the question. It's easily doable throughout the course of the year. You're probably 10 times your profit over with what this brings in for you throughout a year.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's why I always go with that angle, because sometimes you run into, you know, guys where you get into, not that they can't afford it, but you get into that season and it's like, okay, well, I don't want to keep paying for this each month if I know I'm going to basically have my doors closed. And so what that does is it opens the door for a competitor to get a call like we're on right now. You know, we go, okay, we don't go and delete all your Google profile and everything, your reviews, all that stuff will still be there, but you're not going to be listed on the first page anymore if you discontinue it. You know, we end up getting told by Google to find somebody off our qualified candidate list. So
basically you go into if I did 3 months, you go into that. If you discontinued that, you're off the first page. Then you got to find somebody else. So then what happens with me if I decided that I said, okay, well, season's done, it's a lull time now, and then all of a sudden I start back up spring before I even start work, you know, like a month ahead or 2 months even ahead.
Well,
people start thinking
guys
about
that guys that we work with in the past, we always gonna give you first right of refusal on a new opening, you know. So if you're telling us, hey, you're only shutting it down because it's seasonal, that's the only reason. Like you want it, but it's seasonal, we're going, okay, seasonal business. You know, we'll find somebody to occupy it. In the meantime, if they have the spot open up again, then we go back to them, right? We go back to that qualified candidates list, but we go back to guys that we've worked with previously first, because we don't have to build everything from scratch. More than likely they have reviews. So you're kind of in like a network, with us ongoing.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously if we have an opening in April, you would definitely get first right of refusal on it when you're telling us stuff like that.
Yeah, because that's what my business is. It's a seasonal thing. It's not throughout winter, so that's why I'm saying
it's
November.
Pretty common
in Minnesota.
Down,
starting back up. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, any
very
outdoor
fine.
Job anyway.
Yeah. No, that's totally fine. So the 3 months will cover you up until October 17th. At the end of each month, there is a tracking system that comes in the app and an app too, where you can see everything we're bringing in. But at the end of each month, we'll kind of sit down with you, evaluate it, and we'll have plenty of conversations prior to that date, of when you're going to, you know, go ahead and shut it down. But we don't know, because sometimes like the data is different. Like 10 years ago, fall was starting, you know, early October, end of September, and then now you don't start seeing fall weather until like mid-November, and then it's cold until March. You know, it's weird.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, like you said, you know, I'm kind of going back to that. I'll pay for the 3 months. That gives you the $700. Test it out. See what Google can provide for me. My ROI. Right. And then. Is there onboard analytics or through the app, or how do you guys, you know, to see what type of traffic you're getting?
Oh yeah, it's streamlined. So I'm not the only guy you'll work with. So what I'll do is I'll create your account and submit it to Google for your verification, and I'll send you your Google verification form right now, and we'll send you the outline of the agreement in writing and your receipt and everything and access to your tracking system. But tomorrow we'll have a scheduled appointment where one of our client interview technicians will call you, and they'll walk you through a client interview. And they'll go over like all your keywords, which are the services you provide. We want to make sure we're listing you for the right things and in the right areas. That way the calls that you get are qualified from these platforms. And then, you know, we'll ask you a couple of basic things, mission statement, you know, where do you plan to go over the next 3 months? Just basic things so we can get an understanding of where you stand and, how we can help you. And then once that's done, we're just waiting for, you know, your Google verification form to come back from you. You know, they ask you to send in any like license or insurance or anything like that that you have. And there's also a PIN that they send you in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. And that usually takes about 5 days to get in the mail. So, and there's a 5-digit number on the back of that PIN I'll need from you.
So we can get this baby up and rolling probably in the next week then.
Yeah, I mean, our clients always see return on investment in the first month, but month two is usually where things start to pop. So usually when we sign a guy up, even if they do month to month, we ask them to give it at least 2 months, even though it's month to month.
Right.
So you're doing 3 months. That's why I'm saying 3 months is ideal. You save that extra $200 and it gives us plenty of time of you being up there to actually reel in some fish and you go, hey, okay, I actually have a tangible, you know, dollar amount that I could say that I've accumulated because of this service.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Let's do it.
All right. So on the first page of Google, you can only put one number up there for the clients to contact you. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yep. This is what I use for everything. My truck's lettered in it and everything. Trailer.
Okay. All right. So 612-715-3271?
Correct.
All right. And then what's your last name, Matt?
It's Hageman. H-A-G. E as in Edward, M-A-N.
H-A-G-E-M-A-N? Or just H-A-G?
Correct.
Oh, G-E.
Oh, H-A-G-E as in Edward.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it. Obviously, Matt, short for Matthew, right? You smell it like the Bible? Two T's?
Yep.
Okay.
You got it.
Good man. Well, I'm John like the Bible. Yeah. I'm John like the Bible. J-O-H-N. So there you go. There you go. Gives me a good idea kind of people had you. All right, and then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
It's artisticcurvecreations@gmail.com is what it is right now.
Okay. right now. So you plan on changing that, or?
I'm not sure yet. I don't know. My sister, she does. I got a sister who does bookkeeping. Another one does taxes. So it's kind of perfect for me, right in between there. And my daughter actually is graduating from University of St. Thomas here, down in St. Paul for marketing. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh wow! Okay.
I got everything pretty much right at the fingertips.
To a Google partner, if she's interested.
Yeah.
Send her out to California.
Okay, yeah.
It's a little
Absolutely.
Different out here. But.
yep.
Yeah, it's a good connection to have. Yeah, I wish I had those connections. I got out of school and I came down here and they said, you have no experience. And I'm like, I know, I just got out of school. You know, and they said, nah.
Right.
No. I tried again and they told me no. And then I caught the CEO in the parking lot right after.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
The second time. Yeah. And he goes, oh, you know, most of the time you're just going to be dealing with business owners anyway. So if you could just come up to me with no fear and pitch me on why we should have you, and I'm sure you'll do fine here. You know, and he's come back tomorrow.
Yep.
And that's how it all started.
Yep.
So, yeah.
100%.
Sometimes you just got to do that, you know, and 12 years later,
that's right.
Still here. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Sometimes people, a handshake goes a lot further than just your credentials, you know. And let me see what kind of human being you are. And that's pretty much been my route.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I do that a lot sometimes. My wife goes, oh, they told me I couldn't do this or, oh, I couldn't do that. Wife's like 5 foot tall, and then I walk in there. I go, let me talk to him.
Yeah, that's it.
Go, oh,
game over. Yeah.
Man's in the building. Every start acting right.
Yep.
All right.
Exactly.
So, I have this address here, this 704 Bremen Circle. You can receive mail there?
Yep. That's my
okay,
physical
that
address.
Home?
My home.
Okay, there. Your home? Okay, yeah, I'm going to hide this.
Yep.
So on your profile, it'll still say city, state, and zip. I'm just going to hide it and deactivate the turn-by-turn direction so you don't got some guy showing up at your door.
So it's that's what I was worried about with all this stuff, because I tried even doing it like on an Angie's List bit, and it was, you can't do that. You got to have it so they can verify it. I was like, what? All right. Because I thought maybe you just put Waverly and that's it, you know, a general location.
Yeah, you can with the Google business profiles. It's not a problem because we do our verification through this form I'm about to send you. So it's a little different. Okay. And then if you're missing anything on this form, then we just video verify it. So the address, I mean, and we also send that pin to you in the mail. So obviously once you receive that pin and you give it back to us, we know you're real and you're there. We don't need to have it displayed.
Right.
That's kind of odd that Home Advisor or Angie's List would require that if most of their clients, I think, are not brick and mortar businesses.
I had to actually go, I did that. I had to go down to the end of the street, and I also had to videotape too, just like you do for Google.
Yeah.
Videotape the street sign, walk down, hey, this is a lettered truck. Okay, here it is, it's mine, unlock it, close it.
Mm. Yep. Wow. Yeah, see, usually they only ask for the video verification if you're missing, like, major parts of this form. And the video verification we do right away. So I just texted the form over to you. I emailed it to you as well. So it should be coming through here in just a second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There's a link in there if you just click on it. And then that's the verification form, so... It's pretty simple. I mean, you can snap pictures of it and send it in real time. And, you know, everybody, or majority, I shouldn't say everybody, I'd say about 90% of the guys, they just get verified through this form alone. It's only if there's like a major thing missing that they have to verify, where they're going, okay, let's do this video verification and get them going.
Right.
The good thing about us as a Google partner is they know every account we're pushing through usually has to do with the advertisement, so they're making some money off of it, so obviously they jump all over those guys. When you try to verify yourself independently, just so you could show up on Google, you're not running any ads, they kind of lollygag it and just, you know, put you on the list and have somebody call you, and the next time a spot opens up, they don't really have any urgency there.
Right.
So we'll get it knocked out, though. That's the first thing we'll do. Should have it done by the end of the week.
Okay.
Unless it takes a while for you to send the paperwork in, though. We do need that stuff from you. Okay.
Right.
And then.
Obviously, my company name and all that, is that, because I'm a limited liability, so I'm an LLC as well.
Yeah,
so
I have that listed.
Part. Okay.
Yep. I have that listed on the business name, and then, in there, when they're asking for your paperwork, send it as much as you can, you know.
Okay.
It's not going to hurt anything. It's just going to them to be able to verify, and that's it. Once they verify the listing, those forms go into the Cosmos, if you will.
Okay.
All right. Then. Yep. All right. So I have the account created. Did you have a specific hours of operation that you wanted to list?
Yeah, I run 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Central Standard Time.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then is that Monday through
daylight time?
Yeah. Just CT, EST.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I get right the acronyms.
Yeah. And then so is this Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Okay. Nope, Monday through Friday.
You want to put Saturday and Sunday by appointment, so that way they could still call at those times, but you're not actually expected to work outside of the business hours?
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, because there's a little open and closed icon in some of these listings. So if it's after 6 p.m. on a Monday, it's going to say closed, and that'll kind of dissuade them from calling. If they dial it anyway, it'll still ring, but it'll usually dissuade them from calling. So
yeah,
I'll leave it so it's green on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off here.
No. The Monday through Friday is kind of what I was going with, and then, like you said, I mean, by appointment only.
Yeah, I don't want people calling me on Sundays usually either, but sometimes it happens. I'll be on the golf course or something. And phone starts ringing.
Right. Yep. Right. No, I'm with you.
Can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Check, cash, card, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then I'm going to send the invoice receipt. Hopefully, if your sister does taxes, then you can give that to her and or if she does your taxes,
I'll just upload it.
Yeah.
I'll upload it to QuickBooks.
There you go. It's a business expense, so you'll be able to write it off. That's always nice.
Yep.
All right. And then how did you want to secure the 3-month prepay of the 700?
Let's do, I got a card here.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
This one is under my name.
Okay.
It's for the business, but yes.
Okay. I'm just going to attach Artistic Curve Creations LLC to the invoice. So.
Okay.
That way, no discrepancies with that later on. And then the billing address is the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yeah, the 704 Bremen Circle. Waiver.
All right, Matt. I got it. Yep. And then, let me see here. Is it Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Well, a Visa.
Visa, okay. All right, and it should start with a 4. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
4-0-8-1.
4-0-8-1. 8-1-0-0. 8-1-0-0. 6-5-4-2. 6-5-4-2. 4-4-1-4. 4-4-1-4. Okay, and the expiration date, yep, month and year? 04-29. 04-29. And then three-digit code on the back. 6-6-8. Okay, 6-6-8. All right. And then for full disclosure, I got to walk you through a voice verification recording as an added form of protection for you before I can authorize any kind of transaction with your business. So... As I'm walking you through this, Matt, if I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, it gets a little wordy at times. Just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with you.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Matt. So you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to local splash.
Hang for 2 seconds, can you? I got a person.
No, you're okay.
Okay. Yeah, will you go grab that, Jules? We'll grab the gear stand and give it to this lady who's outside, Jen. Yeah, she's right there. She's standing outside the door. Dad's giving. I got lots of stuff going on here.
It's okay.
So. Hey. Spot cleaner? Oh. Yeah. I don't know. This is what my... All right,
ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our business and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Yep, it's Artistic Curb Creations, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
It's Matthew Thomas Hageman. I'm the owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And then hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yes.
All right. We know everything you already have right now, Matt. It's just saying after today, if you're considering adding something, just double check so we can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't want duplication.
Yeah, you guys aren't doing
your overhead low.
Mm. Yeah, so you guys aren't doing anything with like branding, logos, anything like that, are you?
Yeah, we can help you with the logo. We want to brand the logo on everything that we create. You know, we want the logo on Google, Bing. Yeah, Apple, Yelp,
right.
Yellow Pages, everything.
Yeah, because right now, I pay for Brand Crowd. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Brand Crowd? No, I've heard of Brand Rep before, a company called Brand Rep.
Brand Crowd. Mm. And that's how I created my logo. That's how I did. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we would want you to send that logo in to us. It's not going to be conflictual at all. We won't duplicate a logo or anything like that, but we want to use what you already have or what you've already invested in creating, so that way we can actually generate a return out of it.
Right, so I'm fine with that as far as paying our monthly subscription.
Fine. Everything you have now, Matt, is fine. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add something, give us a heads up. We're aware of the online profile as it sits today. Okay.
Okay.
And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 3 months. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 17th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $700 even. It says, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew starting on October 17th in the discounted pricing structure of $299. Okay, so it goes back to that $299 unless you call in to change it or do another prepay situation.
So get a hold of me ahead of time. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It actually says right here too, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before that next billing is due, so that way we could stop this automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Not that I think you're going to cancel anytime soon, but just full disclosure.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
And then it says, upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. You're going to get a text message with a username and a password for your account dashboard and tracking system, so you can actually track the clients we're bringing in. You could also request reviews from your clients when you're finishing jobs. It'll send them a little text with a link to your Google business profile, asking them to put that star rating in there and see how you did. And then also, they're going to send you another copy of that Google verification form. Now, I already sent that one manually ahead of time just so that you could look at it and get an idea on what to expect there. Yep. I like to do that usually before I actually process the transaction because, you know, that way you can let me know if something major is missing before we started.
Right, absolutely.
But they'll reset it to you. It's an automation. So you'll have two copies of it. You only got to fill it out once, though. We'll know it's you, and then we'll get the verification processed. So I'm going to send those over to you now. While we're waiting for those confirmations to come through, I wanted to ask you, what's the best time to do your client interview tomorrow?
I'm just trying to think here. It's Thursday. Mm-hmm. We can do it at we shoot for 10 o'clock Central Standard.
10 o'clock. Okay. Yep. I got one more spot open for 10 to 11 CT tomorrow. So we're in California, so we're 2 hours behind you. So that's 8 a.m. here.
Yep. So, all right.
Yep. We usually are here 7 to 4 Pacific Standard, so that's 9 to 6 your time.
Yep.
Okay. But we also have 24/7 customer service available to you, and that customer service line is going to be attached to every text and email that you get from our company.
Okay.
So if you ever want to change anything, you have questions, comments, concerns, you need help, just call in. You know, we'll hold your hand through everything, kind of treat you like you're computer illiterate and 5 years
right,
old.
Right.
Until we
that's
see
fine.
You got the hang of it, you know? Yeah, that's what I tell my agents. Like, you know, treat them like they don't know what they're doing, even if they do know what they're doing, you know? Because then nobody falls through the cracks.
Yep.
Nobody will fall through the cracks that way. And sometimes you assume that everybody's little tech savvy because we use the phones every day, but not always.
Right.
Yeah.
Nope.
I learned that from my dad. He's 61 and he's just not with the text messaging, but he owns a tree company he's had since I was really small and they do really well. So he's a great business owner, but sometimes I go into his office and it just drives me mad. There's like file cabinets and numbers written down and pads and paper. Yeah. It just gives me anxiety.
For him,
that's normal. So it is what it is.
Right.
to each his own. Okay, but you should get a notification for that client interview tomorrow. Couple things I want you to focus on. I know it was kind of a long call. The main things we'll need from you are sign your subscription terms. There's an outline of the agreement sent to you in writing there via text and email. You want to make sure you sign off on that and agree. The Google verification form, you want to get that filled out. They're sending that pin in the mail right now. Like I said, it usually takes about 5 days to get to you. I'll need the 5-digit code on the back of that. I'm sure I'll talk to you before that gets there again. And then be ready for this client interview tomorrow at 10 a.m. CT.
Yep.
OK. Okay. If you feel like you're missing anything, again, I reiterate, no questions or dumb questions. Do not hesitate to call. Okay. Want to make sure we're getting everything up and running in a timely manner so we can see some return on investment right away and hopefully retain you long term. Maybe the next deal that we set up is like an annual one. And that lets me know you're doing well. So, all right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'll let you enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow at 10 a.m., okay? I'll call you, and I'll introduce you to the rep, and they'll jump on and walk you through it.
Okay. So everything went through then? I mean, as far as the finance piece?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, payment cleared. Okay. It's saying your next billing isn't due until October 17th, so no hiccups there. You're all good.
Got it. Well, I'll get on the computer here shortly then and get all this other stuff knocked out.
Yeah. Let's make it work. I'm going to go downstairs and tell my reps. I just signed up a gentleman who's on Home Advisor, and that usually gets them kind of amped up. They'll go, okay, let's steal him away. Cause if you look at if you look at FTC versus Home Advisor, we're all kind of sick of it downstairs. It's there's been an ongoing thing with the Federal Trade Commission and those guys, you know, them selling leads and misleading you guys at point of sale and all kind of stuff.
Yep.
We like to kind of steal you from it, even though Google tells us not to do that.
Right. Right?
They're like, it's not really professional to bash them. And I'm like, they suck, though. All right. Well, enjoy your evening, Matt. I'll look forward to receiving those Google verification form from you and the subscription terms, and then I'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Sounds good.
All right. You have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. You too. Bye.